Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. I got to tell you, it is a rocking morning down here at the beach. I just got back from my regular Thursday morning accountability breakfast. And I tell you what, we definitely have some rocking things going on. And you know, anytime you can hang out with like-minded people and you focus on how to improve each other's lives, all of a sudden you realize, you know what, this is the place to be. This is what we're doing. And it happens everywhere, not just where I live. It happens in your own communities. You know, that's the power. That's the key behind what it is that we do. That's why we do the radio shows. You know, and it's fun. And by golly, if you're not having fun doing what you're doing, man, I tell you what, you need to get doing it. Start something. Go after your passions. Today we're in Chapter 16 of Mary Christensen's book, Make Your First Million in Network Marketing, Proven Techniques You Can Use to Achieve Financial Success. Where do you find your hypo? This is great, okay? This is beautiful. Mary starts out, listen to this, and you're gonna see what we're talking about here. Your business needs hypos. We're not talking about traveling to Africa, because, you know, hippos should have two O's in it, okay? But it's where, or to your local zoo, to find a big gray hippopotamus. And sometimes people think that. This is great. A hypo is a person with high potential. Now, I'm sure since yesterday people have been saying, what the heck is he talking about? You want people with high potential. Now, here's what we all do, okay? And I don't care if you're the greatest leader under the sun, and we all know those people in our lives. Every one of us have this feeling at one time in our life. We prejudge. Oh, they wouldn't be interested. Oh, they'd be great, but, you know, they're very successful. Oh, you know, going back to my accountability breakfast. I have breakfast every Thursday morning with some of the most successful businessmen. It's all men. We have a men's accountability group. Some of the most successful men on this island. And you want to know what's happened in the last decade? Those same successful men who a few years ago were making 6 and 7 figures a year are in the same boat you and I are. The economy went upside down. Their fishing businesses have been hurt. Their real estate empires have crumbled. All those people that I might not be willing to talk to, guess what? They're in the same boat I am. It might surprise us if we don't prejudge how many high potential hypos we have in our lives. So how do you recognize this? Mary is so good at her articulation. This is what I love. How do you find that hypo person? What is it we should look for? Now, some things are simple. I mean, we know that we're going to be looking for people that we get along with and that we like. But let's look at what she says. And you might want to write this down. Now, in this book here, I mean, if you haven't bought the book, you should. I think we've got it linked over on the radio page. You can get it at the bookstore. You can go get it at Amazon. You can go to MaryChristensen.com and pick it up there. You can show up next month in Orlando, see her live at the Real Savvy Success Conference. But here's what we've got. Here's what we're looking for. This is what she writes. You're looking for people who are busy and active in clubs and in the community. Now, I don't know about you and where you guys live. We have three major magazines that I pick up once a month that help me know who the hypos are in the area. One is called 850. That's our area code. Covers the whole panhandle from Tallahassee all the way up to the state line over by Pensacola. Then I pick up one called Destin because it shows all the activities, all the top dogs in Destin. Then I pick up Emerald Coast Ladies that focuses 100% on the women that are kicking butt in this area, because I want to know them all. I want to know what's going on. I want to keep track of their, you know, and it's amazing how many friends, I mean true friends I've made doing that. So, again, look for busy, active people. Magazine sometimes shows you what clubs that they're into. You know which clubs you can join. I've got a good business friend of mine who is in network marketing out of Pensacola, and he has joined some local entrepreneur clubs, BNI, some of these others, where he can get right in there and really work at building those solidified relationships. And I'll tell you, this is a little plug for BNI. I think you can go to BNI.com, the Business Network International. In each group, there's only one person that's allowed from that industry, that niche, that set code, whatever it is. So that's a great place for you to be able to hang out with other people without stepping on people's toes, being in the same business or with somebody else. So there's your great thought. Volunteer for local committees. Maybe you're in school. Maybe it's at, like in our church. We actually are what we call a gateway or an outreach church. We do a lot of community service. Well, you know what? When you're doing that, people of like-mindedness are there with you. You're able to talk to them, see what's going on, see what they're into. You do not, and let me reiterate real quick, you do not do this just to build your business, okay? If you're going to join a committee, if you're going to join a social group, if you're going to do any type of activity, make sure it's a passion that you have. Don't, you know, it'd be kind of double dumb, wouldn't it, to go get into a real estate group when you have no clue about real estate or don't care to learn about real estate? So make sure that you're doing and getting active in stuff that you want. The Chamber of Commerce is always a great place, okay, because you're going to find other network marketers there. You're going to find other home-based business entrepreneurs there. Plus, you're going to find business owners there with concerns. And at the very least, and let me reiterate this before we go on through Mary's list. At the very least, when you join the Chamber, you're going to get some rock-solid business advice. Same thing with B&I. So you're going to learn how to build your business correctly. I think that's good. You're looking for people to have an entrepreneurial spirit that say, I want to give it a try. I want to give it a go. I want to make this happen. I want to do something. You know, my newsletter, which we put out about every 30 days, every 45 days, hardly ever has anything to do with direct selling. It has to do with business tactics to learn how to grow a business. That's why probably half of our email list in our newsletter have nothing to do with network marketing and has to do with business, because we try to cover every gauntlet. That's why when we do these shows here, we try to give a good rounded effect of what's happening, not just a specific niche. So the same thing rings true here. A person with an entrepreneurial spirit may know nothing about your business, nothing about direct sales, but when you share with them the power of being in a direct selling business, all of a sudden they start to realize, wow, I can do this. It's a great thing. You're looking for people. Now, this was a great one right here. We talked about this a chapter or two ago, people who love your product. Hey, one of the greatest things you can do, and I do this down here, there's three things I'm going to share with you that in looking through Mary's book is not in here. Number one, if you're by a military base, there's a separation office. Excuse me. Go in there and get to know the separation officer, all of their NCOs that work with them. Build that relationship, especially if you're former military. Get in there. Get to know them. Let them know that you have a real business opportunity. I'm actually working this right now. In a different niche, working this with them, because we are in a tech industry. So I'm looking to find some officers, some NCOs that are getting out of the Air Force, because we're by the world's largest Air Force base, who are looking to go into business for themselves in the tech arena. I have a huge area that I want them to cover here in the Panhandle. That's a great place. The second place that you can look at, that you can go to, because this is huge, okay, is the colleges. We happen to be surrounded by three different major colleges in Florida. They have career days where these college kids are headed out. Let me tell you something. These college kids are what we call millennials. If you do your due diligence on millennials, here's what you're going to find out. They don't know what the word failure means. They will give anything a shot, and they don't want to be like their parents and grandparents. They are a great place. Depending on what niche you're in, go in there and work with those kids. That's a huge area. The third area that you can look at is trade shows. Anybody that's having career fairs locally, anything like that. If you're in a niche, in my case, a technology arena, man, look for some trade shows that's tech oriented and go in and do shows. I've got a little gal that has worked with me in the past in Texas, and all she does is educational seminars and trade shows. Huge abilities there, guys. That's some areas. Here's some others. You're looking for people who are just starting out. Now that they're have that time. Maybe they're just gotten married. Maybe they're just getting in a relationship. Maybe it's the first job, you know, and they didn't go to school. Maybe they're just high school graduates. They can be some phenomenal people. I didn't have a college background. I went straight into the military. I started doing my network marketing career part time while I was in the military. That's what you want to look at. Look for people to have some spare time. Maybe it's some moms that their kids are now going to school, and they look around and say, okay, I've got a little bit of free time. I need to do something. Look for those. Maybe it's a lady that you actually work with today, and she's saying, you know, I'd love to find a little something different. A little something different I can do. I'm stressed so much. By the time I get home, my husband and I don't even get any quality time. We're so beat and tired. Okay, those are some great people. Guys, the same way. How many times we sit around? You know, I watch weekly, purposely I watch what's going on at the World Trade Centers, and I see all those construction workers. Man, when you're hanging out with people that are blue-collar, busting their butt day in and day out, what a perfect time to say, you know what? I know we love what we do. We're tradesmen. But, man, what about if we could do what we really want to do? Have a little bit of time to go fishing and do some stuff. I've got a good friend of mine, Jim Bartlett. He's an SVP over at Lightyear Wireless. But by trade, he works on a dye machine and creates, and he loves doing that. And, man, he's talked to a boatload of people in his career. And they've gotten into the business over the years. So you want to be able to use all of those things like that. Look for people that enjoy the luxuries of life. You know, and I know that not everybody is like us. We live on this island. And you know, all kinds of people live here. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill live here. Governor Huckabee lives here. Britney Spears has a place down here. Miley Cyrus has a place down here. Wayne Rogers from MASH owns a place down here. You get all these kinds of people. And what happens is then you get normal people like us that actually live here. And then you've got that in between. You got the really rich people. You got the normal middle class people. And then you've got those people that they're middle class, but their debt load is so high because they're trying to be like those upper crust people. They love the luxuries of life. They love the lifestyle, but they're really living paycheck to paycheck because if something goes upside down, their debt load's going to throw them in a tizzy. Those are great people to talk to because they're going to understand, yeah, I want the company-paid trips. Yeah, I want the nice car. Yeah, I want the yacht and the nice house and all that. I just want to be able to pay for it for once. Those are great people to talk to. Listen to people at the places you hang out. If you go to the same restaurant like I do on a regular basis, you're going to hear and meet some of the guys and gals around you. If they start talking about how stressful the job is, how it's changed over the years, how they're not happy with it, that's a great time to say, well, have you checked in some alternatives? What are you looking at as an alternative? You know, interject as a professional. Now, this is big. As a professional consultant. Don't go puke on them about your job. Nobody likes that. Have an empathetic heart. You've heard me say it. A million people say it. Nobody cares how much you know until you know how much you care. So take some time to care about them. I've got a good friend of mine, John Fogarty, who I'd love to have in my business. But I know right now that his top priorities happen to be finding a new home for his family because the house they were renting is being foreclosed on. He's trying to help do some projects around the church, and he's got to get that taken care of. Those two top priorities, he says, Troy, man, once I have them out of the way, I'd kind of like to talk to you about what you're doing. Maybe I could add that into what I'm doing here to build my own home-based business. He's a carpenter and does phenomenal work. My wife wants to hire him to do work around the house. This is huge. This is how you build those relationships. Look for people who are out of work or who has a spouse looking for work. You know, sometimes people are rocking, but all of a sudden somebody's chatting about, man, I'm afraid they're going to get me, I'm going to lay off. Or I'll tell you what, a great place to look is the unions. Because a lot of times the unions are in trades where they lay them off for 2 or 3 weeks at a time or construction goes down and they get laid off. Those are great places to look at for part-time. See, what you'll find about union workers is they can't just go out there when they're laid off and do the same job that they're doing. Because if they do, it violates their union contracts. So what you end up doing is you find out that they don't do much of anything because they're afraid to. Well, go out there and show them something totally opposite of what they're used to doing. At the worst case scenario, they may love your product, and when they go back to work, they'll chat with their buddies about it, make a little bit of money on the side. Those are ways to look at that. Listen to people who are facing some major financial struggles. That's one there. If you listen, hey, they've got an upcoming emergency, an upcoming surgery. Maybe you hear their parents are sick, something like that. I'll share a personal story. I'll never forget how I got into this industry. Now, I'd been in what we call direct selling. I had sold shoes door to door. I'd sold Christmas cards door to door. I had my own TV and radio repair business. This was all before the age of 18. When I turned 18 years old, I was selling Mason shoes, and I was doing it. I was still living at home. I was going to high school, getting ready to go. Well, actually, at 18, I'd already gotten in the Marine Corps. And what I was doing was trying to sell boots to construction workers. And a guy at my church heard me talking about that. And he called me on the phone and said, "Troy, I'm going to have a potluck at my house this Saturday night. I'm going to have a business partner of mine there talking about our business afterwards. But, man, with your ability to sell, I would sure love to have you come hang out with us." Well, this is somebody that I really respected. Him and his wife, their kids, I just loved them. I go to their house. By the end of the evening, my belly's full. I'm happy. I've met some new friends. And within a week, I joined Primerica Financial Services. And my career in network marketing, the rest is history. As a matter of fact, that guy is no longer in the business, period. Didn't even last a year. Neither did his upline. I ended up becoming a direct to his upline's upline. I mean, it's crazy. But that was an easy way. We talked. He cared. He listened. He even bought a pair of shoes because he worked I think it was a Rite Aid at the time. He was a manager at a drugstore. Wanted a good pair of shoes. You just never know if you just live your normal life. If you're hanging out with somebody, and you're talking to them, and they're high potential, they may not be a good fit for your team or your company, but you know they've got high potential and they would be great in this profession. I'll use a prime example. You guys know Jimmy Gilhouse and I are like two peas in a pod. If there had been Siamese twins, we'd have probably have been it. We are totally opposite in some ways and totally the same in others. But every time I'm talking to somebody about my business, in the back of my mind, I'm also saying to myself, would they be a good fit? If I don't think a person's going to be a good fit for my business, the first person that I hook them up with is Jim Gilhouse. And I say, "Jimmy, this guy just is not going to be a good fit with the organization. And I want you to talk to him. I've shared a little bit what you're doing and about your company, and I want you to talk to him, see if they'll be a good fit for you." Guess what? Jimmy does the same thing. He listens, he talks to them, shares about his opportunity, and if he doesn't feel they'd be a good fit based on attitude, based on personality, whatever, guess what he does? Makes a phone call. Hey, usually it's Tom Chenault, and he calls Tom because Tom's like a third wheel with us. He calls Tom and says, "Dude, this guy just won't fit with Troy. He's not going to fit with me. You've got a little bit bigger portfolio with your one company that you can look at. Can you talk to this guy? I think he just, I know he's looking for something. Let's see if we can fit him in somewhere." And this continues until we find a home for that person. And listen, all we're doing is building the relationship. Folks, this is what it's about. And this is what Mary's talking about. Find those high potential people. Don't let them get away from you. Listen, Tim Sanders calls it love. If you help somebody with no strings attached, it will come back, and it will help you in the long run. Now, I know that it's kind of a backwards thought process for most people. I've got players in network marketing that don't understand that because they've been in corporate America so long, and it's a dog-eat-dog world. Joey McDermott, a good we work with on a regular basis, he's a consultant and a vendor in the industry. He understands the way Jimmy and I work because he does the same thing. About giving to other people, serving other people. Mary Christensen and the girls over at Real Savvy Success are that way. They want to help each other out. They want to help you out. This is what this book is about. Listen to what Mary writes here. I think this is phenomenal. Hypos are a fabulous foundation on which to build your business. As you help them develop their potential, you also will be developing yours. Now that in and of itself is what it's about. John Maxwell talks about this all the time. You've got to be raising your leadership lid if you're going to be able to help others raise their lid. And let me tell you all something. You can be the greatest leader right now in network marketing. If you have stopped growing as a leader, your frontline lieutenants, those colonels, those majors, those people you have out there in the field, if they cannot gain wisdom from you, not knowledge, wisdom from you, they will look for somebody else at a higher leadership level than you are. I'm not talking about position and rank. I'm talking about your servanthood. This is what this is about. This is why you need to always, always, always be growing. I've got a little gal at the local bookstore. Most of you guys know, on Sundays, we meet at our churches at a Ray Motion Picture Theater over at the Commons Shopping Center. When I get out of church, I usually got one of the kids or the grandbabies with me, and we go right around the corner to the Books-A-Million, and I walk into Books-A-Million. And she knows every Sunday I'm going to do that, and I'm going to walk out with a new book or a magazine. It was funny. I walked in the other day, and I ordered the network marketing business journal, and opened it up, and I said, look, I actually got published in this one. And boy, you'd have thought Rockstar, it was funny, this little gal. But this is what you want to do. You want to be growing. You want to be learning. You've got to be taking it to the next level. The only way you're going to be able to continue to build and literally attract these high potential people. It's the name of the game. And you know what? I've been walking around my office. I'm like one of those old television evangelists. I get emotional, and I hardly ever look at the switchboard, and I see that I have a guest with his hand up that has to talk, and I don't want to be rude. Jim Gelhaus, how are you doing this morning, buddy? Okay, he put his phone on mute. Raises his hand, then puts his phone on
mute. I did. You're
there
right,
he
I
is.
Did. I did that just in case you turned the microphone on before I had a chance to get to the computer and do that, but you didn't. So, and I had it on mute because I got Cameron in the background here with me. I wanted to touch base real quick on something that you had addressed earlier about the military.
Yes,
and, you know, as you recall, that was the chapter that I wrote in John Fogg's book, It's Time for Network Marketing, was all about how to connect with the military and the importance of having military people as a part of your business and everything. I think it's hugely important that anybody who is located anywhere near a military installation understands this concept, right? Because the average American never moves more than 75 to 100 miles from where they graduate high school. I mean, there have been statistical studies done on this and everything, and I believe the last count that I saw said that 85% of the American population never moves more than 100 miles from where they graduate high school. Now, in some ways, that's a really good thing. In some ways, it's a bad thing. You know, while it lends itself to the idea that you've got a close-knit organization in a small area, that's a double-edged sword, because with the military folks, they know people all over the country, all over the world in a lot of cases. And one of the primary ways to build our business is to build locally and think globally. I mean, everybody that's ever been a part of this profession, they've heard that over and over again. But how do you do that? You do that by expanding your connection of people to a group of people who have connections much more widely disseminated. What better source of reference to do that with than military people from all different branches of the service? Because they've got friends, and in a lot of cases, Troy, I want you to touch on this real quick. Yeah, how strong are the ties that bind when you share blood, sweat, and tears with people?
Oh, buddy, that is something that the closest thing civilians could even come close to realizing is an athletic team, a team that goes through high school on Friday nights or through college. We'll have a little taste of that, but it's a life experience that you go to your grave with. There are guys right now, Jimmy, that if they called me and said, I have a problem, I need you to come and be with me, I'd be gone, and my wife totally understands that. I mean, it's a brotherhood and a sisterhood that until you experience it, you can't. I mean, you know, I guess somebody could watch, and they may think this is kind of off the wall, but I guess they could watch Sons of Anarchy like we do and start to get a little bit of a feel for that family dynamic but even that, until you live it, you just don't understand.
You're absolutely right, and that's why. And this is coming from a guy who did not spend a full career in the military, but had experiences in the military that were lifelong impressions. Is that fair to say?
That is 100% fair to say.
And the longer that a person spends in the military, the more travels that they have, the more exposures they have to being in harm's way and things, the tighter the binds are of the guys. Now, imagine the spouses who get left behind and are worrying and wondering, and in some cases left in a foreign country where the only people that they have to rely on are the other members of what's called an FRG, a family resource group. Family resource groups, that's exactly what they are. They're support groups that help each other get through thick times. Man, I got goosebumps like you wouldn't believe right now talking about this. Because it's the fiber that binds them all together, and the friendships that come out of that are lifelong. And that's, I just wanted to throw that out there. If anybody has questions on how to do that or anything, they need to reach out to one of us so we can share some of the secrets with them.
Well, it's a big deal. And Jimmy, we can take it a step further, and I thank you of all people, because when I was in the service, I wasn't married to Paige, but in the service, when this happens, especially right now when we have, well, right this second, we got three different hot spots going on, but when a spouse, male or female's other half is gone and they're looking for ways to help support themselves, help kill the time while that loved one's away, is that not a good time to not just build the relationship but also talk about how to earn some extra money, how to keep that independence going on just in case something might happen?
Absolutely, and think about this. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to just leave that on the table like that. Yeah. And you reminded me of another segment that we really need to talk about. The ability to have your own business in the military means that every time the military service member gets reassigned to a new duty station, you don't have to go to that new duty station wondering if there's going to be a job there for you. You don't have to worry about sacrificing your career, sacrificing your profession, sacrificing the income that your family has come to depend on. In our profession, you get to take that income and take that business with you to a new location and find new friends, new associates, and help to build them up and give them the same abilities to do that throughout the military community, around the country, and around the world. It's an empowering, empowering place to come from.
And, you know, folks, on that note, I'm gonna say this, and I'm going to segue a little bit. We got about a minute and a half left. I'm gonna go out of Mary's book for a second, because I think this will be good for you. If you have had military experience whatsoever, I don't care what branch of the service it is, if your spouse has had military service, no matter what branch, if you will go to that website, well, like in my case, it's the USN.gov. Okay, you can get in there. You can find where their social site is. You can become a member of that social site. Get to know some people. You don't go spam them about your business. Start to build relationships. Start to refamiliarize yourself with the love that you had when you were in that branch of the service. You're going to find like-minded people hanging out in your area that you can build a strong relationship with. That just may, once you've built that relationship, they'll be looking for some opportunity. They may be looking for something part-time. It isn't just about Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. If you know what, we'll do it. We'll do a whole show on this. But if you really want to use social media, you better get into a niche social site where you are talking with like-minded people, not just watching people pick their nose and put some weird pictures up on a website and hope that your message gets heard. Get in there, and if you're on Facebook, connect with Jim, because when it comes to setting up groups and fan pages and stuff like that to talk with like-minded people, he's the pro on that one, not me, and can teach you how to do that. But if you want to really get in niche-wise with your military friends, that's what you want to do. Tomorrow, we will be in Chapter 17. You don't want to miss this. It's called the Magic Network Marketing. business tool. It's going to be awesome. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here with us tomorrow morning on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.